In the day's other headlines, a federal appeals court panel ruled that January 6 lawsuits against former President Trump will move forward. Democratic lawmakers and Capitol Police have accused him of inciting mob violence. Mr. Trump argues presidential immunity shields him from liability. But the court's ruling said that, quote, he is acting as office seeker, not office holder, so immunity does not apply. The former president could ask the full appeals court to rule or go directly to the Supreme Court. A federal prison inmate is being charged with the attempted murder of Derek Chauvin, the former police officer who killed George Floyd. Chauvin was stabbed 22 times last Friday in federal prison in Tucson, Arizona. He'd been convicted of murdering George Floyd in Minneapolis in 2020. World leaders appealed for action today at the second day of COP28, the UN climate conference in Dubai. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres pressed for an end to fossil fuels. Others, including U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, spoke of the grave consequences of a warming planet, including food shortages.
A growing population means the global demand for food is likely to increase by an estimated 50% by the year 2050. An escalating climate crisis means that crop yields could drop by as much as 30% over that same period. So, do the math.
The U.S. and China remain the world's top polluting nations, but President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are not attending the conference. Ukraine's spy agency has reportedly reached deep into Russia, blowing up two fuel tanker trains in Siberia. Ukrainian news outlets say the attacks targeted a key Russian supply route with China. They followed Russian missile strikes Thursday in Ukraine's Donetsk region, killed two people and wrecked apartment buildings. But in an interview, President Volodymyr Zelensky urged the world not to lose interest as the war drags on.
We already can see the consequences of the global society switching its attention because of the tragedy in the Middle East. We must not allow people to forget about the war here. You see, attention equals help. No attention will mean no help. We fight for every bit of attention.
The war is now in its 22nd month, with neither side gaining a breakthrough. But Moscow claimed today that its forces are advancing on all fronts. The jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny has announced he is facing new criminal charges. He said today they fall under part of the Russian penal code that covers vandalism, but he doesn't know the specifics. Navalny wrote on X, formerly Twitter, quote, "They really do initiate a new criminal case against me every 3 months." He's already serving more than 30 years in prison for various crimes, all of which he denies. Separately, Russian-American journalist Alsu Kurmasheva will stay in jail in southwestern Russia until February. A court in Kazan read the order today as Kurmasheva sat inside the glass defendant's box. She was arrested in October for failing to register as a foreign agent because she works for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. The company reports news and is funded by the U.S. government. Back in this country, it may get harder to claim the full $7,500 tax credit for buying electric vehicles if the batteries contain Chinese-made materials. The Biden administration proposed that requirement today to foster domestic production. Industry analysts say it may also hurt sales. President Biden wants half of all passenger vehicles sold in the U.S. to be EVs by 2030. And on Wall Street, stocks got December off to a good start. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 294 points to close at 36,245. The Nasdaq rose 78 points and the S&P 500 added 26. Still to come on the NewsHour, the lasting legacy of the first female U.S. Supreme Court Justice, Sandra Day O'Connor. David Brooks and Jonathan Capehart weigh in on the week's political headlines, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.